This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad to be here tonight and glad that you're joining us. And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. We do it 7 nights a week, and we are live this evening. If you're listening on Sunday night and thinking it's unusual to hear a live program, well, believe your ears, because we're live.
Yeah, if you listen to Free Talk Live very much, I think we've been live every night for 3 years at least.
That's amazing.
And it's rare. It's been rare in our past that we haven't been live at all. There have been some incidences. I think when the syndicate moved at one point, there might have been an evening that things didn't quite work out. We did a show, but we were live on the internet. There have been situations where we couldn't find a board operator to help us out on some particular holiday. You know, the guy wants to spend time with his family on Christmas, that kind of thing. But I think that we've been live every single night for the last 3 years.
I'd say that's pretty damned impressive, Mark.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And if you want to call in Free Talk Live, you're welcome to do so. Our phone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also use Skype to call the show, and the way to do that is by adding lrn.fm as a contact on Skype. And all right, gentlemen, I think we'll just start off the show with a phone call because we do have one on the line.
That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live.
We like to honor our callers. So let's talk to Ty. Ty is calling in on Skype. Ty, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hopefully I'll come through okay. I'm on a wireless connection in a hotel room.
It sounds great to me.
It may cut out, so hopefully my audio is okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I just something that struck me tonight. You know, this may come across as some sort of a odd conspiracy theory, but I've been thinking about, you know, the Boston bombing.
Okay.
And it's odd to me that these alleged terrorists did not reveal any sort of underlying political agenda. So by the government's own definitions, it doesn't even really qualify as a terrorist attack.
Did the guy who parked that vehicle at...
I've also read reports...
Can you hear me, Ty?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the guy who parked that truck in Times Square had any kind of, other than having a Muslim-soundy name, did he say anything about, Allah Akbar and, get out of the Middle East or whatever?
Well, I don't know.
I don't either.
Does that really qualify either?
I don't know.
You know, and then also, you know, there have been... many cases where the FBI has actually been involved with generating fake terror plots, which they themselves have masterminded, and they provide inert materials, you know, fake bombs that the people that they target to then prompt into action.
As I understand, over the past 10 years, that's been the vast majority of cases have been prompted by the FBI.
I'm not prepared to call them fake, but I will say that all of the cases the FBI has been involved in, they funded the terrorist, they prompted the terrorist.
In one case, they stopped the guy from getting a job so that, you know, maybe if he would have had a job, he wouldn't have done...
That's the most damning of evidence out there as far as the FBI goes. This is really... it's been a couple of years now, but they prevented one of these people from going and getting a job. They were going to move to Alaska or something like that. I guess they wanted them someplace closer so that they could do some terrorism. If this guy would have gotten a good job on a fishing boat or whatever in Alaska, maybe he would have said to himself, you know, this whole... blowing myself up for Allah thing just isn't really worth it.
Yeah.
And that, to me, says that they're far more interested in generating these fake, bogus, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm going to go with your term, Ty. That's just ginned up fake terrorism. I'm sorry. when you're blocking a guy and making
really his... trying to get that. Is it too much of a leap to think that maybe they could come up with a fake terror plot, and then there's a mistake made, and instead of these manufactured terrorists showing up with the bombs that they provide, that maybe these homegrown or generated terrorists would actually bring their own? and surprise the FBI?
That's certainly a possibility. But
what could have happened?
But as I've read, the FBI has actually supplied them with bombs, and that they were just kind of rigged wrong in some of these cases. Now, this could be just something that they feed the press or whatever, but that's what I've read. And I'm going to go ahead and believe what I read. And so what if one of these guys has enough sort of technical acumen to say to himself, oh, this isn't quite right. Let me fix this before I go and blow some people up with a garbage can
bomb. Right,
that
shows they don't even have the technical knowledge to do it if they wanted to, right? Even if they did have the motivation.
Right, and you've got to ask yourself how many of these people that the FBI has been behind would have gone ahead and done it had the FBI not given them the bomb, told them the plan, drove them to the place that they were going to do it, and prevented them from getting jobs so that they might have some reason not to do it. And I don't know, but I tend to think few. Like, somewhere around 10% might have actually come up with this this power. Maybe it's 20%. Let's go with the 80-20 rule, that 80% of the would-be terrorists don't even have enough, you know, get up and go to actually blow anything up.
Yeah, the official stories, I always doubt those lately because the government agents have just been caught in so much lies and deception through the years that you can't trust them.
It gets harder and harder to give them the benefit of the doubt, doesn't it? Every single time you see something that's clearly an untruth that's been spouted by the United States government or some state government or whatever, it gets harder and harder to give any government the benefit of the doubt because...
Yeah. And I wonder, supposedly Glenn Beck, he made a claim yesterday, I believe, that, look, I can prove that Saudi Arabia is behind this, you know, and that if President Obama doesn't come out and say it, I'm going to reveal the proof.
And I saw that he was on the trail in some way or another, and that he's giving the government a couple of days to own up, or he's going to reveal it. But
a lot of people were saying it was North Korea. I mean, that just kind of shows how the media has a lot of influence over what people think are the boogeymen, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing that
North
really
Korea's going to have a heck of a time deploying terrorists in the United States soil.
No kidding. There was also another disturbing element, which was that there were three... suspects that were wrongly accused in the confusion right after this bombing happened, and they were all, you know, dark-skinned, Middle Eastern-looking people. One of them was injured in the blast,
yep.
And while he was in the while he was running away with his legs, like, badly injured, somebody tackled him because they thought that he was must be the bomber because he's Middle Eastern.
Nice.
And then when he was in the hospital, the cops, like, tore his apartment apart, detained his roommate for, like, 6 hours, and, you know, was... Like, are you sure he couldn't be a terrorist? And all of his belongings were taken out of his apartment. Another one was a 17-year-old Moroccan boy that was just like, what did I do? He had his picture plastered all over, like, all these media outlets on Twitter, on the New York Post, and all these other newspapers. And so
imagine going to school after that.
People were threatening his family. They thought he was the bomber. But, I mean, just the things that these people have to endure. I think there are lots of folks out there who would say, well, you know, that's the price for terror, but for safety, I mean, for being safe from terror.
Well, that's pretty easy to say when you're a fat old white guy or whatever.
Right.
Like, I'm moving towards as fast as I possibly can, it seems.
But we recognize there are certain things.
It's easy to give up other people's rights. It's easy to say, oh, well, let's just go after young Middle Eastern men.
Yeah.
And... You know, I understand why people are going to target young Middle Eastern men when they're looking for... I mean, turns out it was something darn... It was young... I wouldn't call them Middle Eastern, but I would call them
pretty white
Muslim.
To me.
Well, young Muslim men in this circumstance. I don't know what their motivation was, but I tend to immediately gravitate towards that whole crazy religious thing.
You know, Ty, at the beginning of your call, you said there was an absence of any political statement or motive. But do you think it was significant that this took place on Tax Day, you know, April 15th, and it was also this Patriots Day in Massachusetts, a state holiday?
And the Boston Marathon Day, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought at first that maybe the government was going to come up with some kind of ploy to try to say it was homegrown Tea Party patriot terrorist.
It was pretty close to that.
Right-wing extremist.
Wasn't it Hardball, that guy, Chris Matthews or whatever? I've heard the claims. It's not like I'm glued to my television set whenever he comes on or anything like that. I certainly didn't see it, but the claims were that he's made some statement like that.
Ty, thank you for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. There's more coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Landis Resources, April 19th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,408.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,444.83, $722.42 for a half ounce, or $361.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,444.83, $722.42, and $361.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website is freetalklive.com. There you're going to find archives of all of our old shows freely available, or nearly all of them, probably more than you could ever reasonably listen to in a lifetime or the time that you have to listen to podcasts. They're over there at archives.freetalklive.com, going all the way back to 2006. So though, go ahead, grab those for your listening pleasure. And the most recent week's worth of archives are right there at the top of this page at freetalklive.com. Our number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. You want to talk about what happened recently in Boston, or perhaps, you know, some of the civil liberties things that go along with that, or bring up any topic you like. There's our number, 855-450-FREE, or LRN.FM on Skype.
You can save up to 75% on your prescription medications. If you're getting your prescriptions through some kind of local pharmacy, you're probably paying a lot more than you have to. Whether it's heart medication or cholesterol or cancer drugs or whatever it might be, you can get it by up to 75% off through Save On Meds. They've got pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand that are independently third-party tested of their generics for purity and strength. You can save now. You can even get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. I've known the guy who runs Save On Meds for 30 years. I trust him implicitly. You can get your generic from Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info at Save On Meds, 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds.
All right. Well, Mark, you know, we've got a story that I wanted to bring up on the show. It's about sort of people's concerns in general with the state of their lives, I guess, the issues that affect them on a day-to-day basis, and the things that they're concerned about, and how that doesn't really line up with what the news tends to cover,
and
is that right?
The politicians too. We're getting told there are important news things going around, like, you know, the gun control debate. Many people in Washington would love to bring the topic around to gun control. There of course was the shooting at the Newtown shooting and Aurora and these kind of things. And many politicians believe that this is what is on people's mind because we say it is. And the evidence is really contrary. Immigration is another one, too, that's being brought around. Now, frankly, immigration is on my mind, and I'm concerned with it, but mostly the American public isn't. In general, it seems, according to a Gallup poll here, few Americans mention guns or immigration as the most important problems facing the nation today, despite the current attention lawmakers in Washington are giving these issues.
Hold on to that thought, Mark. I want to talk about this more, but
I'll talk about some of the things that people are actually concerned with here shortly.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. But we do have a call on the line. Let's talk with Scott, listening in West Virginia. Hi, Scott. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you guys doing today?
Great.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I hear a lot of talk on, all these different shows about we're talking about the Second Amendment and about them. You know, there's a lot of people talking about the Constitution and our right and so forth and this, that, and the other. But I think a lot of people fail to really understand how law is written and understand what the difference is between people and persons. And I think you'll agree with me that probably about 98% or 99% of us out here signed up to be a person, a U.S. citizen, which you can't be a people and a person at the same time, since a person is a fiction. Now, when you are
Hold on, Scott. Could you explain this a little bit more? What is the difference between people and persons?
Okay, a person is a fiction. That's a fiction of in law, like a corporation. Remember back years ago, I don't know how long ago it was now, maybe 5 or 10 years ago, when it was the Supreme Court was ruling on whether or not a corporation could have the same rights as a person?
Right, corporate personhood, so-called.
Well, naturally they can, because they're both fictions. A corporation and a person is the same thing.
As I understand, the legal definition of a person includes a living, breathing, blood-pumping human being.
I don't know where you're getting that definition at, but I don't think so. Not in all the law studies I've ever studied, but I'm not.
Legal-dictionary.thefreedictionary.com.
Thanks, Mark. I was about to look
slash
it up.
Person. I mean, yeah. I've heard this theory that, you know, a person is this piece of paper that the government puts behind individuals in order to own those individuals. And I don't know that this is the case anymore. I think that at some points in human history, in the 9,000 years post the agrarian revolution, that did happen. But I don't think the government does it anymore, because the government doesn't have to do it anymore. The government doesn't own you because it owns a piece of paper. The government just owns you.
Okay, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's leave the person. Let's leave that name, that word, completely out of the conversation, and let's go with U.S. citizen.
Okay.
Now, once you become a U.S. citizen, let's say you as a Walmart employee, right? When you're a Walmart employee, you have to go by Walmart's rules and regulations, and they can pretty much make any rules they want, because that's Walmart. They can do what they want, and you work for them. Now, if you don't want to work for them or be part of their you know, their company, then that's fine and dandy. But as long as you are, then you go by their rules and regulations. Is that correct, do you think?
Yeah, sure, that's true.
Okay. Now, in the Constitution, on the Second Amendment, and there's lots of places in there you can read, and your state constitutions will say the same thing. It'll refer to people other than persons, and it'll also refer to people. Now, they switch back and forth. That's because there's different, you have different rights that's secured by the Constitution. And one of them, some of the rights are for the people and some of the rights are for the persons. That was created, you know, when they created the 14th Amendment, you see.
I've heard of this idea that the 14th Amendment goes much deeper than most Americans understand. And one thing I think certainly happened was it coalesced the rights of individuals that they have under the federal government and sort of took them away from the states. And by that, what I mean is that, for instance, freedom of religion. In some states, they had a state religion when the Constitution was written, but they then applied with the 14th Amendment applied freedom of religion to everybody in every state. And supposedly the same thing with the Second Amendment, but of course we can see that many states do not honor the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Well, any other thoughts, Scott?
The point I'm trying to make is, if everybody would do their research, and I'm not saying your show, you know, I'm just saying that I hear it all the time. I hear a lot of officers talking, you know, that's getting together on this. But what I think that people's missing the point is that a citizen, a people, and a person, we're talking about different definitions, and we all know that. I think we can
Scott,
all agree that they have that. There's a lot of trickery going on here.
Thank you for the call tonight. We've heard this before too, and it's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's not my fault. My computer is running slow. Support group will come to order. Ready?
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
Excuse me?
Yes, Barry?
Isn't it somebody's fault when your computer slows down?
I think it's Barry's fault.
Thanks, Barry, for slowing down my computer.
If your computer is running slow, it's not always your fault. What you want for your slow computer is CleanPCNow.com. CleanPCNow is a new way to keep your computer running at its top speed. First, go to CleanPCNow.com. Now.com to download a free diagnostic, and in minutes we can find out what's slowing down your computer. Then you can easily activate Clean PC Now software to optimize your computer's performance. And with Clean PC Now, there's an honest to goodness live person available to answer your questions. Clean PC Now means an end to bringing someone into your home to fix your computer. Go to cleanpcnow.com today and get your free diagnostic. That's cleanpcnow.com. First we screen it, then we clean it. cleanpcnow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450, and then the word free, that's 3733 in case you prefer the numbers. You can also use Skype to call into the show. Add lrn.fm as a contact on Skype, and we'll hook you up. And if you visit our website, you will find a subdomain called cam.freetalklive.com. There you can see the studio camera, and you can watch what we're doing as we do the show, see what we look like if you're curious about that, and watch a really boring TV show accompanied by a fascinating radio show. That's all at cam.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, you can also chat with other listeners.
I like to think I'm rather interesting to look at.
Yeah, but for how long?
For 3 hours?
Lots of people. I've had people say they took a screenshot. That's all. No, I'm just kidding.
Lots of people do go watch the cam, but I would expect that probably the chat room draws them in after a few minutes. And
you know, some people in that chat room have said that they can't look at the camera too long because they get lost in your stunning eyes.
Yeah, that's right. The cam is now focused on...
Mark's dangerous. There ought to be a law.
Stephanie's very revealing trench coat here. She hasn't even gotten out of her trench. She's cold.
What
so cold.
A person in New York City wear a trench coat? Or wait a minute. No, never mind. Don't finish that thought.
Well, Ian's got now it so people, cold in the studio.
Now people are going to be tuning in.
Well, we are going to be out in San Jose, California, May 17th through the 19th for our first West Coast remote broadcast, and we're doing it at Bitcoin 2013. That's the future of payments. It's a Bitcoin conference.
This is not
conference.
Just the Imperial We either, right? It's all of us are going to be there.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody in this room, there's going to be a big Free Talk Live hoedown there in San Jose.
What are you calling a...
Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase and Tradehill, Nerd Tribe, Facebook, BitInstant, BitPay, all kinds of folks, experts in the area of Bitcoins, are going to be pointing out what they think the future of Bitcoin is going to be. I'm sure that there'll be some opportunities proffered there. All kinds of different opportunities for them. There for the taking, for the bold, if you seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now at Bitcoin2013.com. I believe that 2013 is going to be the year of the Bitcoin, and you're going to see tremendous growth in the area of Bitcoins. Bitcoin2013.com. Sign up. Come out and see us.
All right. And, Mark, we are going to do the Sunday show from there, too. Is that right?
We're certainly going to do the Sunday show from some thereabouts.
Somewhere, yeah. We might have to be squeezing into a
something.
Little janitor's closet.
We will work it out.
We had an issue where at the conference, you know, that it ends at 5:30 local time, and Free Talk Live would be from 4 to 7.
We end at 7 local time, and right. Apparently we'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'll go talk to the hotel manager. Hey, we need a place.
We'll make it work.
We'll get great interviews with the cleaning staff.
We'll interview the brooms. Okay, let's go back to the phones. And by the way, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. And let's talk right now with Mike listening in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to give a few observations, and I'm sure this has been beat to death, but, you know, this thing that we're seeing on the news now about the bombing is Nazi propaganda perfected. This morning I was in getting a soda at a truck stop, and I saw the screenshot before they played the banner that said Boston bombing, and it was a four-year-old waving a Chinese-made American flag. You know, why doesn't anybody talk? No news organization has even spoken about the 55 people killed and 250 wounded in the bombings in Iraq on Monday.
Right, mostly you haven't seen it. It might have been the briefest of blurbs, but yeah, it was a very bloody day in Iraq on Monday.
Mm. Yeah, and this propaganda, this patriotic business, this is 9/11 all over again. Some of the banners on CNN and stuff didn't even change. Terrorism is America. Are Americans safe? And they're doing this fear thing again to get us reprogrammed because it's been a while since we've had anything happen. And, you know, it's like the people of Boston are all waving their American flags in the baseball stadium, and they're celebrating on the street. And I'm thinking to myself, you guys are cheering and waving Chinese-made American flags for being under martial law for a day? You're celebrating that? That's what I'm thinking to myself.
Yeah, shutting down the whole city to find one person, right?
Well, hold on. They shut down the city to find one person, but a civilian found them after they had released the order, apparently, that everybody had to be in their houses. So
and searched
one really
houses.
Has to ask oneself, would this guy have been found sooner had the, you know, governor or mayor or whomever not locked the whole state down or the whole area down?
I really do get that vibe. That's very similar to 9/11, Mike. I felt it was reminiscent of that, too.
Yeah, we were driving up through Boston today, and I mean, there's like...
Not through Boston, just through Massachusetts.
Yeah, through Massachusetts, and there's these signs, you know, the big amber, you know, road signs that are saying, we are one with Boston, you know, and all this stuff. It was just really... kind of, to me, it was rather sickening.
And the reactions to people, you know, greeting these cop cars in the street.
I feel for everybody who was involved, and I know that it was an emotional thing for many of the people of Boston and Watertown and Cambridge, and I that part I get. It's the kind of wrapping it up into thanking the police brass for utter incompetence. I mean, what was the purpose of the house to house searches? Those didn't. You know, I can see why police would want to do them, but
I don't know if I'm convinced that it's all incompetence. I mean, I think a lot of it is actually on purpose. Kind of like they're very good at going and breaking stuff, right, and scaring a lot of people.
Well, they took away people's guns, and so therefore it's relatively easy to scare them. I don't think I'd have been as scared of this kid if I had an AR-15 if I was in that general vicinity. But, you know, you can't have that in Massachusetts. So
but
I
funny,
wonder...
because he carjacked somebody, so he had a gun.
I don't know. Did they carjack somebody or not?
That's what I heard.
Or did they just steal a car?
I don't know. No, I think I read that they carjacked.
Because I couldn't find a hostage or anything like that, and they, you know, I don't know. So it's difficult to. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's another thing. Is how much in the MO do you think it is? If these guys truly did do that bombing, that they would go and do an armed robbery at a 7-Eleven later. That doesn't seem to fit together, those two types of crime. And the other
maybe
thing
they needed the money to get out of there? I don't know. It seems very strange. What? This kid went to school for a couple of days after the bombing. So he didn't. He was at UMass, Dartmouth, and going to school. So he wasn't fitting the profile of somebody who was on the run. And I don't know. It's all very strange.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why Los Angeles didn't try to lock down their city for Dorner. He was a much bigger threat than a teenage boy. And the other thing is, people that call in and worry about martial law and stuff, why don't you consider this for a moment? It took cops from every agency in every surrounding state, and the lady on the news that I saw said that they did door-to-door searches on 11 streets and dozens of homes in a day's time, and that New York City cops were coming to Boston to cook food for the cops. So logistically, don't worry. These cops can't handle that kind of load, okay?
Martial law can't possibly happen.
That's an interesting point.
Here's what I thought. Now, if I was like the chief of police of Watertown or Cambridge or whatever, like I might get on the radio or some local media organization and say, if they hadn't taken away everybody's guns, hey, everybody, go check anything in your yard that a man might fit in. Check the tools, woodsheds, large garbage cans, boats, dog houses. Check these things out and see if somebody's hiding in them. And if you see them, hold them till we get there. But they don't want to put the public in danger. But the public's who found this guy in the first place.
It's pretty dangerous to have a bunch of armed people in military gear raiding your home.
Now, did they or did they not shoot up a vehicle in, a vehicle that was completely unrelated in this Boston situation? Because I know they did it to two vehicles in California with Dorner. So you have to ask yourself, who people got shot when they were going after Dorner. How much more dangerous would it be to have the public looking for these people is what my question is. Mm-hmm. Doing the old-fashioned posse thing.
And how can the Department of Homeland Security, with a straight face, justify their $4.6 billion a year existence when they can't stop a teenager with a supposed pressure cooker, gunpowder bomb, or whatever it was? What a fraud, a joke.
It's a great question, Mike, and thanks for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or lrn.fm on Skype. More coming up. We'll see what people care about and your thoughts.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is live every single night of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I guess 4 to 7 on the West Coast, right? And you can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you can find some ways to contribute to the show. If you have a news article or even a video or a blog or something else you want to share, you can submit it as a show prep, and it's going to create this sort of crowdsourced blog of liberty-oriented news that's constantly updating and changing, because what happens is with news stories, people will vote them up or down depending on what their opinion is, and the most popular stories make it to the top of the page, and often we check it for show prep, right?
That's right. I think we've got stories for this evening that we've picked up from there.
Yes, we do. And our number tonight is 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or Skype LRN.FM. And one more time, that phone number, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
Shiny badges are pieces of jewelry, basically. Go to shinybadges.com and check out the different badges that they have there. They've got a voluntarist pin, a Shire Society pin, a Bitcoin pin. Actually, they have two different voluntarist pins. So if you're interested in displaying your interests on your chest and, doing it in a fashion that's, a little classier than, say, a button.
They are classy.
Yeah, they're
nice looking. As seen on Fox Business, right?
Were they on Fox Business? Who was on
Roger
there?
Roger Ver.
Oh, that's right. Roger Ver did have Van Meyers. Yeah. Matter of fact, Jeffrey Tucker had them on at the Liberty Forum. All the Bitcoin guys got Bitcoin shiny badges.
All the cool kids have shiny badges.
Derek J. Yep. They accept silver, Bitcoin, and for a limited time, even Federal Reserve notes at shinybadges.com.
All right. So, Mark, we were going to get into this article. We got some phone calls, but we were going to talk about the things that people actually care about the issues that people actually care about versus what politicians and the news media tend to focus on.
Yeah, Gallup did a poll here, and it's kind of interesting. Up until this Boston thing was going on, because I think a lot of people were interested in that. I certainly was. I spent more time watching the cable news lies than I normally do. And... But I think that we're kind of getting fed something, and that and I don't know if I'm not going to call it a conspiracy, but I think that it's clear that we're getting fed something that we're not interested in, which is, you know, this gun control debate and perhaps immigration to some extent. I'm concerned with the immigration, you know, debate, and I'm concerned that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or at the very least, that we should have some kind of situation where we can benefit from the people who want to come here and work hard. That seems like a no-brainer to me. I understand why people want to limit those that might come here and just sort of live off government services. Who wants that? But
well, get rid of the government services, right?
Right. The problem is government. The problem is the government services, not the people that want to come here and have a better life for themselves.
Imaginary lines or traveling across them.
Agreed. So, Gallup asked, "What do you think is the most important problem facing this country today?" So that's a singular situation. People answer that question, and number one by a quarter of the people answered from February, March, and April. They asked this question.
Hold on,
a little bit of change.
We're going to do the big reveal in a moment, but okay. We're going to create a cliffhanger here because we do have a call on the line, and we give our callers priority. So, let's talk with Brian, listening in Tennessee. Hi, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
Very well.
Wonderful. Hey, and I'm. Okay, no, I've been listening to the show for a lot of years, called in a few times, but I will say one thing that I've noticed about the Sunday evening show, and it's no disrespect to the other 6 days or anything, but it does seem to be a more cerebral night.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback.
I appreciate that, Brian.
Well, yeah. that does it for me. I'm firing Ian.
I don't know if you could get rid of him.
There's more thoughtful things that are thought of, like, what I wanted to ask you about is, in as well as free talk, you know, we also need free thought. And I think one of the freest thinking things that I've discovered here recently, and just because the topic range so vastly, is TED Talk. And,
oh, I like TED Talk. I'm very interested in TED Talk. I find it inspiring and exciting.
Yeah, but for those who don't know, it's technology, education, and design.
Yeah,
is that right?
It's basically a forum where people who have really great ideas are able to get 20 minutes in front of, basically it's an audience full of rich people who might be able to do something about these ideas. But these ideas are so interesting and transformational that the videos are just great to watch.
Yeah, they get put up on YouTube and then watched by millions.
Yeah, the presentations themselves.
So they're not just in front of an audience, they're in front of the whole internet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the thing about that thought process is, that's what thinking, or people that get together and start thinking about, well, that one little thought could make you think of something else. Cause to me, it's not about being smart enough to invent peanut butter or invent chocolate. Just being able to have the common sense, or at least the gumption to try to put them together. I mean, and it really is. It's about collaboration. The ideas for education, the way that we educate kids in this country or in the world, period, is based on Socrates. And we're beyond that. There's no need to take all these billions of dollars they're spending to build schoolhouses. They could actually go ahead and build a limited number of them. And just for those that want to send their kids there, they would only be required to go like 1 or 2 days out of the week. But the rest of the time, they would be receiving whatever it is from the computer. Because have you ever seen these little DSL devices like these kids got? They can actually, even before not these computers, but they could write each other. I mean, if you have a system in the school where everything is connected to that and the teacher has the so-called the master one, you could educate literally hundreds at the same time without wasting all this money on a building. And you could actually choose the things that you would like to educate yourself on.
Yeah, there are websites, too, like the Khan Academy and eProf and all these websites where there's online education, and the professors, you know, win because they have the opportunity to reach a way bigger audience than whoever can physically be there for their lecture. And students benefit because they can take the courses for free or for, you know, way cheaper than, for instance, going to college.
Yep. I saw one of these TEDs where they put a computer out in, like, India with a bunch of poor kids, and they had within with a certain amount of weeks, they had taught themselves like physics and stuff. It was really, really quite interesting, is that kids are interested in learning. They're interested in technology. When you start putting these things together, many children really benefit from that. I don't think every child is going to benefit in that way. But, you know, for me and my family, the way we've been going about doing things is I wait to find out what Jack's interests are. My 5-year-old son, Jack, what his interests are. And then we pursue those interests. I show him how to go about pursuing those interests. And he, you know, he chases those little rabbits down the trail. He's really interested in those things.
Yeah, that's really it. Let a Kid Loose on Wikipedia explain that the letters in blue are links and related, and they're just, I mean, they're going to learn more than they could ever dream.
Well, a 5-year-old isn't quite ready for Wikipedia.
No, sure. But
let him loose on YouTube, and he'll learn more things than you're comfortable with,
exactly.
I can assure you. When he gets interested in dinosaurs, I saw what happened one evening when he was interested in dinosaurs. Pretty soon he's off on the trail, and he's found some Christian fellow who's saying that dinosaurs existed within the last 1,000 years.
Uh-oh.
And that these stories of dragons and stuff are dinosaurs. I'm ready to freak out. Jeff just wants to see some dude holding up pictures of replicas of Stegosaurus plates and that kind of thing. And, you know, he was fascinated by this, but I was uncomfortable. But that's what learning's about, because it really is uncomfortable.
Did you ask him what he thinks about that? Like, if he thinks that could be real?
I didn't.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what he thinks and maybe how that changes as he gets older.
Yeah, the thing about kids and their interests, it can be unnerving when he wants to learn about the solar system and these celestial bodies and that kind of thing. It makes you feel really great. You can say to your friends, "Hey, Jack, tell him what the largest star is," and he'll say "Vy Canis Majoris" in kind of a funny little boy accent. But when he's interested in superheroes that next week. Yeah, it's not so. You don't feel like quite such the proud parent, so it's really quite funny.
So you don't feel proud that he would be interested in superheroes? Because, I mean,
it's not as usable knowledge or impressive knowledge, right? I mean, it's not as widely accepted.
I disagree with that. I don't know if naming stars is particularly useful. And also,
I guess useful is not the right term. It's impressive as a trick. Right? Like, I can
guess,
sit down right now and I can name every state capital in America. How useful is that information? Nil.
Yeah, it's a trick, right?
It's a trick.
It matters if he's happy, right?
That's what matters.
And you can learn things from comics and superheroes. He could learn art, how to draw, stories, writing, creativity, lots of different things.
You can get inspired.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. And there's more coming up here in Hour 2. Stay tuned.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.